here in Utah. So like I mentioned before, he's really rounding out the picture of what the tzura of Avoda looks like. We had said before, he spoke about the sheer claim of the different spheres and so on. He spoke about Moich Das versus Midas, Perek Dalid. V'oid, one more piece in the mix. So we have a person's hanhagas start with his Moichin, with his Chachma and Bina Das. It flows into his Midas through Das. Like I explained last time, the Chashivas of Das. And now the person is ready to act. But V'oid Yeshachal Nefesh Aleki Shloisha Levushim. There are three layers of levush on it. The picture of it is, let's first see without a ma'aseh tov, then we'll see with it. A person's inner ritzonus come cloaked in his machshava. So machshava would be like an innermost glove. Dibur is second most, and then Maisa. Those are the clothing. So just like, let's use the marshal of Levushim to be precise. A person's self is not his Levush. His physical self is his Guf. But a person never acts without a Levush. A person is always acting, and when we see a person, we see him through Levushim. So the Nefesh itself, the machshava and the dibur and the maisa are results of what you wanted and what you implemented, but that's always it's always the next target. In other words, I am expressing it. I'm expressing my nefesh, machshava, dibur, maisa. And when a person is involved in Torah mitzvahs, it's a mitzvahic thing. It's the levushim are kaddish, and chas v'shalom, there's something called the levushim tzayim, where the person's ma'isim and everything dress up his nefesh with the levushim tzayim. And machshav di ma'is is a big klal. They divide mitzvahs, machshav di ma'is, and so on. I want to add a point here that he doesn't talk about, but whenever you talk about machshav di ma'is, it's something to think about. We very well understand machshava and ma'isa, the distinction between them, that these are two very separate inyanim. We have no problem distinguishing it and seeing as two separate things. Dibur is a little bit harder to understand. Yes, dibur is not a very powerful ma'isa, but it is an act. I'm saying something. It could be thinking out loud. Sometimes we think out loud. Why is dibur kriveya something in its own mitzias? What exactly is, in what frame of reference? If I were to tell you somebody does, what is he doing? Well, he thinks a lot, he does a few things. But when he thinks a lot, talks a little bit, and does a few things, the talking doesn't, it's either that's action, not action. Where is it structurally a different entity? So these levushim come in the realm of expressing a panemius into the outside world. That's what we're talking about. Mitzvahs and nice level are about that. Now, machshava is the first place where there's actually a clear thought. I need to do this, it's important to do this, I can't do this, and so on. Machshava doesn't readily become maisa until dibur is unique in terms of it makes maisim lemaisa. It makes machshavas lemaisa. For instance, let's talk about a few things. Maisis midi. Somebody says musish musa. What's the person doing when he says musish musa? What's the person doing when he's learning musa? He didn't add yudias. It's not a maisa, but the dibur is a way. Machshavas are vague, and they don't quite have the power to move somebody. For instance, let's say people witness a tragedy, and I don't. They just had the masculine plane in Harnov, and people witness that, you know what? Everybody felt these poor families need help. But until somebody doesn't get up and say it and darshan it and write it again and again, it doesn't really happen. So is the person who's writing it being megala chidishtas? No. But it's in the process of taking things and making them a metzias, dibur is unique. I once had a teacher, a history teacher, who said something to Dvar Chachma. We were studying about the beginning of the American Revolution, and Thomas Paine wrote the pamphlet Common Sense, and the teacher said, Michael Marshall, like, he didn't say anything that people weren't thinking. There were no, it's not the pshat he came over and said, Rabbi Sai, you guys are idiots. You work so hard, and the English get all the money, and you get a few old tea bags. That was the chiddush of his. Everybody was thinking like that. But he crystallized it. He put it into words, and all of a sudden, a sort of a bubbling of feeling became a reality. It became a davar shel mamash. That was what happened. So the world of dibur is extremely important to connect machshav and maisa. All of Musa is based on the fact that it's not what you know, but the dibur will get you to do it. That's all of Musa, is to sit and to say over Chazal and Mamar, whether you talk to Rabbi, whether you talk to yourself. And the saying is not to machadish anything, but it moves things and concretizes them a lot more. It's one of the reasons why Chazal was talking about a bracha before we do a maisa, a mitzvah. And Chazal were also metake, and later Doris were metake also. So he wrote this to try and to get the sense of the thing into the thing itself. Okay. So every pula we do goes through machshavah maisa. So, and if it's a teira, oisiv pesh botak mitzvah, the same, machshavah masik kolma she'ev shal hasik viparis ha'teira. So it's very interesting. Let's see the way he says it. Kishekesha Adam Mekayim b'maisa kol Mrs. Maisis. With Maisa, he's Mekayim all Mrs. Maisis. B'dibur, who osek b'feirush kol tayak mitzvah v'l chaseyam. He's also in the perush. Or b'machshava, who masi kol machshav shahasi b'paris ha-teira. His choice of words is extraordinary, and what he's trying to say is the Baal Tanya is as follows. I'm obviously emphasizing between dibur machshava. The ma'aseh is obvious. He does mitzvah essays. There's not two ways about it. But when he talks about the difference between dibur and machshava, it's clear that in dibur he's Isaac in Gemara and Paiskim. He's talking about Kabbalah / Chassidus. There's a very, very clear distinction that he makes here. Let's explain it also. In the world of halacha, in Torah that's nigla, what's the difference between Torah that's nigla and Torah that's nister? One you're supposed to learn more, when you're not supposed to learn so much, you're supposed to learn way older. But why is it like that? And the reason is because Torah that we call Nigla gets its best form. It becomes its most developed self when it is Benigla. I talk it through. I argue it out. You say something, I say something, I look for the right words to say it. Since we're dealing with real entities, with mitzias, the clarification happens in the world of dibur. When I think of halacha, until I don't write it out, until I don't say it to my chavrusa, it's not so clear. And then in the world of dibur, this one asks, this one answers, this one answer knach, that turns it into into something in its best form. Nigla is best when you tura duch the sugya v'tzibur, and you came up with v'amidu talmidim harve chayr v'alabadim talmid shaliskin. Those are iskintari bad loyrak. The mishtakim tamadeya malim mitapshim and so on and so forth. That's the world of nigla. Nister is the other way around. Like it says, the ultimate Nister is that you don't even teach it to one person, but it has to be Mevim Libri. You're talking about the Tfisa and the Hasaga that the words lead to. So in Nigla, you're starting with a halacha that's kind of limited, and you talk out and you flesh it out and you develop it. That's a process of deeper, it's a process of being Megala, and that's what you get to. Sometimes you'll see a person by speaking, you clarify it, and sometimes you want to tell a person, just keep quiet and think a few minutes. Try to understand it. Get a feel for what we're trying to say here. Because the understanding is not going to be in the words and in the tangible part of it. It's in the sense of the pnimius, of the teichen. So he makes this chalukah very clear. In the world of nigla, dibur is the way to bring it out. And if you're marba b'dibur in a sugya, the more you talk about it, the more sushtals, the more kashas, the more terutzim, the better you are. And whereas in the sugyas of pnimius of Torah, it's fakir. It's a place where you need to think a lot and leave the words alone a minute and get more into the sense of it. At the end of the day, all of Nister uses words only to get to the pnimius shabayim. Because we have no choice, we use words. But at the end of the day, it's not any word that we use, it's what the word is alluding to. So Hare Klolos Tayag Vari Nafshim Lubashma Tayag Mitzvah Zatayra Uba Kratis. Let me add one more point to this. Again, I guess this is a very important point. When we speak about Torah being infinite and the Chiyuv being constant, if you take a look in the Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's the Chiyuv splits into two different into two different areas. There's getting down what it says, that's Mishnah, Mikra Mishnah, and that Chiyuv stops when you know it all. You have to chaz it, not forget it. And then there's Gemara, which develops the ideas, and that's always. In other words, in understanding the content, understanding the pnim of it, it doesn't have an end to it, doesn't have a goal to it. So when a person does these things, Uba Protes Pchinas Bchabad Shebe Nafshoi, Melubeshes Basagas HaTeir Shumas V'Paris V'Yecholtoi V'Yecholos HaSegosi V'Shosh Nafshoi Maila. So the moichin of the person, they get dressed up in this chelik of Torah, which is the pnimius shaboy, the tfisa, the hasaga, va'midas and yir va'av and affair until the same mulubashes bekima mitzis be'maisa be'dibu shohu talmud Torah k'neged kula. So the rest of it, the midas are dressed up in maisa and in dibur. So he places squarely dibur is closer to maisa than it is to machshava. Ve'kia'ave hisheresh koramach mitzis essay. So he explains the reason is because all the mitzvahs that we do at the end of the day, they're expressions of Ava, the expressions of way in which we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without that, they don't have real kiyum. A person is a mitzvah be'emes, who ho'oyev Hashem Hashem, v'chof is a dafka boy be'emes. The efshel dafka be'emes can be kiyum ramach pekudin. So the mitzvahs essays, the key mitzvahs essays are kaviyachol devarim of the melech. And in a certain sense, just like physically when you hug someone, you're close to somebody, the hugging kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shayach only through olam mitzvahs. V'ayira, yishayash l'shasa loisasei, k'yora limrod b'melech malacham lachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ava and Yira are the stimulus that bring about the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are expressions of it and so on. Let's point out another thing. He says here that Ava and Yira express itself in the Asiya and so on. We have something in English or an American understanding where we got used to a certain term, and we buy into it so much that we don't realize sometimes its absurdity or whatever. We can talk about I love somebody and it's mechayev me zero. You know, I may not express it, but I love you deeply. You know, so I don't help at all. I don't do anything for you. I don't this, I don't that, but still I love you deeply. And so that's, we've gotten used to that. We don't even realize that it's kind of it doesn't mean anything. What it does mean is the follows. I mean, if it means something, in the case where it actually means something. We do have a physical sense where you can be excited emotionally. You watch a movie about somebody dying in Portugal, and if it's just very the dying after the person doing the movie is really good, you feel sad. That sad feeling is ki'ilu in the world understood to be, oh, that's noisibol m'chaveri. That's that. That's that excitement, that little emotional exciting of some emotional thing is not Ava and Yira that the Torah refers to. That's what we're talking about. The Ava and Yira Torah means that it can express, it's when I have an idea and it doesn't reach down into my emotion, I'm not going to do it. But when it comes down, it will express itself in the world of mitzvahs. If I like the person, I'll do something for the person. I'll care for him. I'll do something. And if it never expresses itself, then it's, somebody once told me that he's very, very bright and really knows the stuff, but he's not able to give the right answers at a test. Or the test was not only a test, it's anytime you ask him questions about it, that is not. It's hard to contest it because I'm not a Yodei Machshavos. But you begin to wonder, what does it mean you know your stuff even though you can't answer anything about it or tell anything about it? It's just, it doesn't mean anything. Av and Yira, the way the term means you care. A mother is ohev a child. Yes, right now she doesn't have to give him something, but her whole metzias is primed to give to him, and she's always giving to him. So we say, okay, that's within the framework of Ava. A person is Yira. I don't feel comfortable asking that person. The person overwhelms me. But if there's no expression of it, then it's basically it's nothing. It's sentimentality at best, if it's not an outright lie. So he says, "Vayira shesh shalos asik yodim and malchus lakos brachu." So one yira is he's scared of being married by malchus. Oyira pnimis mizu shemis boishes megdulosoi lamers enek voidas rabe enov kol tavas Hashem ashesone imaklipes visitor acha shini kosim modem atachte vachizasim bo b'shasam esis leisase. So he says, there are two ways in which we can express yira. First of all, it's interesting. The yira is not on the particular mitzvah and on the particular consequence of the mitzvah. The first level, his yira's ha'onesh, the way he describes it is, he's scared of losing his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know, I mean, it's not just this particular eating chaza brings you consequence X, Y, Z. Eating chaza means I declared myself in opposition to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he's scared of. That's one. Two, the deeper one is Yiras HaRemus, which is Yira of Busha. And that's a much finer Yira because Yira of losing Kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very important Yira. But at the end of the day, it's a consequence. If I do this, I'm married HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm married HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I am lost. I'm gone for Hashem, and so on. Busha means that it's a pain because I'm very sensitive to it. This is, I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can I do this? I feel embarrassed. Embarrassed is a very, very noble type of pain. It's where I sense ruchnius to be as real as something as gashmius. I sense that being being a balavera is a very, very difficult feeling, and I feel a pain, not different than a pain of a gashmis type. So he says, "V'lazer aben of kol tavas Hashem, asher sonei maklipas v'acha shein kasman atachten, b'chizasim bo b'shasam etzus loisasei." So the ra comes from the klipas and sitra achra and so on. Take a look, just compare the two. He was a tremendous dyke in the Balkania. It's everywhere. I mean, he didn't just write this stuff as sort of was flowed out, and he's writing something here. Let's compare the 2 years. He says there's the year which is Shosh Lishasal Sase, Ki Yore Lirmud Bemelech. Here he says Semis Boishes Mikdulose, Lamris Enek Voidai. So he says, in the second half, in the Yiras HaRemus, he adds something that he feels himself becoming very, very low. I was speaking to somebody once, a grown-up person, older person, who was telling me back one of his most traumatic events in his life that has shaped him a lot is a divorce that he had when he was a young person. It was not from actually. And I asked him, like, I was trying to understand why was it so traumatic. And he said, you know, for him, I mean, he was not from it. He said, when he grew up, he said his world, the world was divided between two types of people. There were the upright people. People who married, had families, didn't drink, didn't womanize, stayed with their family, you know, you raised the children right, and so on and so forth. That was good and upright. And then there were the loose people, the dregs of society. They drank, they womanized, they got divorced, this, that, and the other things. So he was becoming one of those by getting divorced. And he said, and that was something that he couldn't face. He later explained to me they had an uncle who was that type of person. So, and his father was a very, very straight and upright person. So it was always like this type and that type. There's a surah of Adam. The busha comes because the busha is not only because I was misnatic from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a consequence. The busha comes because until now, I was an extremely good person. I was yonik from Adam Elyon, like he says. But there's a whole underworld of Adam Atachten that who's yonik from all the Averis. And I see myself. Busha is where you feel your own self value go down, and it's a sort of panemistika type of busha. Okay, so we'll hold it here. So we have, so he's outlined to us these three levushim, and so whatever the person does, mitzvahs, Torah, lima Torah, lima pnimis of Torah, he's building a levush for his nefesh that becomes the levush of his nefesh. Okay, we'll hold it here.